Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Welcome to 4-H4U, a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension Podcast Network. It's a podcast where we highlight the programs, people, and partnerships helping Indiana youth thrive through 4-H. I'm your host, Greg Allen. And today we're talking about one of the most impactful parts of Indiana 4-H, Juntos 4-H, a program designed to support Latino youth and families through education, leadership, and community connections. Juntos means together, and that's exactly what this program is all about, bringing families, schools, extension, and communities together to help young people succeed not just in 4-H, but in life. From academic support and college readiness to hands-on projects and leadership development, Juntos 4-H is opening doors and creating opportunities across Indiana. I've got two guests joining me today who are helping lead this effort, and we're going to talk about how Juntos 4-H works, who it serves, and why this program is making such a difference for Hoosier families. So let's get started. My guests today are Edwin Flores and Heather Von Dilligan, both Juntos 4-H educators. And guys, thank you so much for joining me. What a really neat feather in the cap of 4-H that there is a program that exists like this.
Thank you for having us today, Greg.
Okay, so let's just get started into the questions for listeners who may be new to Juntos 4-H. What is it, and how does it fit within the Indiana 4-H? Who wants to take it?
I'll go ahead and take it. So no worries. But no, thank you, Greg, for inviting us and just sharing this amazing Indiana 4-H program that we have. So every time that I like to introduce Juntos 4-H, I always start with the word Juntos. Like, what is this word, people say? And actually, Juntos is a Spanish word that means together. So if you translate it, we're saying together 4-H. So key emphasis on the together part. So Juntos 4-H is a 4-H program that delivers programming to support academic success to middle school and high school youth and their families. So we're doing it in a together mode, per se. And we do all that through four specific components. We do family engagement workshops with both the youth and the parents. We also do our bread and butter 4-H clubs, so youth get to experience a 4-H club model. We offer individualized success coaching in certain counties. And youth also get to experience our 4-H summer experiences that we have either, you know, at Purdue University or all throughout the state. And something that we're just piloting right now, it's now our newly fifth component, we call it. It's actually Career Pathways in Ag. So we're focusing on our 11 and 12th graders and beyond to provide, you know, opportunities through ag industry partners to see, you know, what different career pathways are in agriculture. And that's a great way that we're doing it. And, you know, that's something amazing that we're offering right now with this fifth component. But just to wrap it around in a neat bow tie, we say it's a wraparound academic success program that is delivered bilingually in English and Spanish and that anyone can join.
Wow. Well, that's a great explanation. I think we're done here. No joking. That's incredible. What a really cool program. And so the two of you, on top of being Juntos 4-H educators, what is your role exactly? We'll start with Heather first.
Great. Yeah, thanks, Greg. I've been part of Purdue Extension now for 10 years. My entire career has been in education, first as an elementary school teacher. I thought I wanted to be a principal one day, and then I found a home in non-formal education with the Indiana 4-H program. So I started my career with Purdue Extension as a county 4-H educator in Jackson County. And about 2 years ago, I moved into this new role with the Indiana State 4-H office. And so I help manage the Juntos program for the state of Indiana. A lot of my role is developing grant applications to look for funding to fund this program, volunteer and staff development, and just being there to really coach our team. We have a solid team of about 25 to 30 individuals across the state of Indiana that help us deliver this program now in 12 counties. So just really being a support for those boots on the ground, working directly with youth and families. And it is an honor and a privilege to work on behalf of Juntos for the Indiana 4-H program.
And how about you, Edwin?
Same. So I work alongside Heather. So a lot of the work I do with Heather is more of providing that administrative support of to our local teams that we have. So like Heather mentioned, we have we're in 12 counties currently with this program, and we are helping every local team there. And I just provide support, and sometimes I get to visit them, and also actually provide that specific programming. So that's something that I love doing. And just a little bit of history part of how I got introduced through Juntos 4-H and also just the overall Indiana 4-H program. I actually was part of one local team specifically in Jackson County, and I was serving as their success coach there. And, this opportunity came up, and I really love supporting our youth and just love the mission that we do here in Indiana 4-H and wanted to do it now statewide.
Now, I don't know if you have it in front of you or if you've got it memorized, but can you tell us what those 12 counties are?
Ooh. Yes, absolutely.
Came prepared.
So, yeah, absolutely. So, and, they're in various stages of implementation, but our 12 counties are, I just had it pulled up. I just want to make sure I don't misspeak. I was going to kind of do a little intro on how we've, the history of how it was established.
Well, that's my next question. So let's do the 12 first, and then we'll get into that.
All right. Thanks, Greg. So we have had Juntos 4-H in 12 different counties throughout the state of Indiana. And so the counties that we have had programs continue to offer them, they're all in various stages of implementation. But we are in Jackson, Lake Marion, Dubois, Davies, Clinton, Elkhart, St. Joseph, Tipton, Hamilton, Spencer, and Tippecanoe. As I mentioned earlier, those are all in various stages, but those are the 12 counties that have had an impact with the Juntos 4-H program since 2019.
Now, you were talking about the history of the Juntos 4-H, and I don't know how long it's been around. I'm sure you're going to tell me, but I'm more specifically interested in, what inspired the launch of Juntos 4-H here in Indiana.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll go ahead and take that question, the history part of it. So we started back in 2019, Jackson, Lake, and Marion counties, in partnership with our state 4-H program leader at the time, applied for a federal grant through the United States Department of Agriculture, specifically a CIFAR grant, which is Children, Youth, and Families at Risk. And so we identified a need for bilingual education within our 4-H program. And so back in 2019, we were actually awarded our first grant to get the program off the ground. So we were able to really pilot intentionally with those three counties. And then we've put together now some resources and support, some models that we can actually now scale it up across the state. So we've received quite a few grants to support this work. We currently have a CIFAR grant that's impacting Spencer, Clinton, and in St. Joseph counties. And right now, we also are deeply funded by the Lilly Endowment. And so that's how Edwin and I are able to move this work forward with Juntos 4-H. We know Jennifer Abril with Next Chapter, College and Career Readiness, and Bill Decker with Discovery Programs have also been featured on this podcast. So it's been really a unique way that we can really meet youth and families where they're at through these three new programs in Indiana 4-H, again, focusing on those positive youth development principles. So we started very intentionally with those three counties, and now we've built a scalable model across the state. So we're starting to implement even quicker in counties than we were back in 2019 when we first got started.
That's fantastic. Edwin, how does Juntos 4-H then reflect Purdue University's land grant mission through the extension and 4-H?
I think it is when we think about Purdue University being a land grant university here in Indiana and the missions that we have as a land grant university to promote, you know, research-based education, I think we're doing just that. So, and that is really what Indiana 4-H does, and Juntos 4-H, the Juntos 4-H program is really just that. So it's a research-backed program, and a little bit about just more history behind it is that one of our land-grant universities partners in North Carolina, NC State, they are the original creators of this program, and
okay,
they did
I was wondering
all this
about
work
that.
For us. And so, you know, through, you know, that connection that we have here in Extension and connecting with our partners, you know, we were able to bring this amazing program here to our state and, you know, here in Indiana 4-H. And we're really just, you know, in a sense, giving this education to our communities. And that's essentially what I believe, you know, when it comes to our land grant mission, that is what we are and that's what we do here in Extension.
Wow. So the land grant mission across states has become Juntos.
Ah. Absolutely. Yes.
Together.
Absolutely.
Juntos focuses heavily on family engagement. Heather, Absolutely. Why do you think that's so important?
I think it's so important, you know, really any of our 4-H program is that families are engaged, you know, and you think about some of our other 4-H programs, you know, it is definitely a family affair, you know, it's difficult for a third grader to raise a steer on their own. So, you know, families are involved, with our entire 4-H program. And especially for Juntos, it's very relevant that we educate the families and the youth together. And that not only we're just providing that education, but we're leaning into the expertise that our families bring actually to us. And so what's really been neat about Juntos 4-H is that families can share their knowledge together and really build each other up with that community of support. And so it's we like to look at it as an asset-based program where, you know, yes, Purdue Extension, we might be bringing this program, but we really want to build up and recognize the deep strengths that all of our youth and families bring to our program. And so that's how we build stronger, more resilient communities when we're all working and learning together.
Talking with Edwin and Heather today. I'm only using your first names because, Heather, I'm trying at all costs to avoid saying your last name. But we're going to take a short break.
No problem.
When we return to 4-H for you, we'll talk about some personal stories about how Juntos 4-H has impacted youth and their families. So stay tuned.
Show your support for Indiana FFA by attending the Blue and Gold Gala. It's Saturday, February 28th at the Barn at Bay Horse Inn in Greenwood. The evening begins with a cocktail reception and silent auction at 5, dinner at 6, and a live auction to cap off the night. All proceeds benefit Indiana FFA. Join us as we support ag education and career development for Indiana's next generation of ag leaders. For more information and to reserve your seats, visit INFFA.org.
And we're back with 4-H for you, talking about Juntos 4-H with our guests, Edwin and Heather. Edwin, from a 4-H youth development perspective, what skills and outcomes do youth gain through this program, Juntos 4-H?
So for our 4-Hers that participate in the Juntos 4-H program, we're really focusing a lot on life skills. So, you know, those life skills that will, you know, better our youth for their future. So, you know, we're teaching a lot about, you know, speech communication, about leadership skills, just really how to really engage and just be a good member of society, per se. That's the whole viewpoint I see it, you know, what we do. And those skills really just lead to, you know, those outcomes where, you know, right now here in Indiana 4-H, we're preparing our youth to become beyond ready. So we're really making our youth become beyond ready for the future, which is, you know, whatever they want to do and work in life. So by, you know, them participating in the 4-H clubs, by them participating in those family engagement workshops with their parents, they're not only just learning skills that will better them for the future, but they can really apply this all to their careers, to if they want to go, you know, to take the next step towards a higher education or any post-secondary options that they want to do. So it's really just preparing them really just to be great members of society. And I think it's amazing, you know, that we do this. And really, it's not just Juntos 4-H. I would say the whole overall Indiana 4-H program does this. So, for sure.
You know, so talking about preparation, Heather, how does Juntos 4-H help students prepare for college or careers?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So this is part of Indiana 4-H's broad mission on preparing our youth with multiple college and career readiness opportunities. And so we are very intentional in this Juntos 4-H program. As Edwin was mentioning earlier, we do have a curriculum we use from NC State University where we actually take families through an intense series of workshops. It's usually 6 weeks in a row. One time a week where we actually discuss the transition from middle school to high school, from high school to higher education. We talk about how do you fund higher education? How do you communicate with your family at home about your academic goals? And so we bring in a lot of different guest speakers. We have a great partnership with Purdue Office of Admissions where we actually have someone designated to go out and actually talk to our Juntos 4-H sites about, you know, what a college degree might look like at Purdue or, you know, other post-secondary institutions. And so we really try to align closely with what the schools are doing. So all of our partnerships across every single county, we walk hand in hand with that local school and really have conversations, you know, with their central administration team, their school counselors and their teachers. So we can provide some more academic coaching and really help youth on their specific pathway. So we do provide, you know, support when it comes time to write scholarships, to apply for the FAFSA, and just really connecting families to those resources that are already in their community or in their school that they might not know about. So we have wonderful school partners, and it's awesome when we can invite those counselors or principals to actually come to the family night so families can see, hey, these are real people here at the school here to help you. So we just try to bridge that gap and just kind of eliminate some of those barriers and be very intentional with preparing youth for college. As Edwin mentioned too, we have opportunities for youth to explore Purdue University's campus. And so it's exciting when they can actually get to campus and see, you know, they get to stay in the dorms, they get to eat in the dining halls, they get to meet with students, they get to meet with professors and see the research happening on campus. And so research shows that the sooner you get to a college campus, the more likely you are to attend college. So we're very intentional with that in our Indiana 4-H program.
Okay, so I feel like this next question has the potential to put you both on the spot. But I will say this, it was a question that you sent to me. So hopefully you're prepared for this. Can you both, and we'll start with Edwin first, unless you want to defer to Heather, Edwin, to go first. But both of you got to do this. Can you share a personal story that highlights how Juntos 4-H has positively impacted a youth and or their family?
I will actually defer it to Heather first, because I know she has a really good story that can share with everybody.
Awesome.
Okay, but you're next, Edwin.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No worries. I'm prepared.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Yeah, we've seen Juntos really make an impact on our youth and families across the state of Indiana. One individual I would like to highlight, I got to know her when she was in middle school. She had the opportunity to actually go out to Oregon State University with a team of about 20 of us from Indiana 4-H to the National Juntos convening. And since coming back to her county from that experience, has also had the opportunity to attend a National 4-H conference, Ignite by 4-H. She's been an instrumental leader in her local 4-H club and with, you know, introducing new families to the program and just helping them feel welcome, really has embraced Indiana 4-H's mission and values of positive youth development. And so I'm proud to say now she is one of our Indiana State 4-H ambassadors. So we know that you highlighted the ambassadors on one of the podcasts. And so I love to tell that story. She's a senior now. Can't wait to see what happens in her post-secondary pathway. But we are proud to say, you know, 4-H gave her some opportunities and she really embraced every 4-H opportunity that came her way, regardless if it was part of the Juntos program or not. She's really just taken advantage of that. And it's exciting to see, you know, a youth become that invested in their future.
That's fantastic. I know who you're talking about, and she is
okay.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible young lady.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Edwin.
Well, I would like to share like the very beginning, in a sense, of when I started, let's say, my career with Juntos 4-H and Indiana 4-H. Basically, you know, like I said, I was a success coach at that time. So when we started that program back in Jackson County, we had about 10 youth that were participating. And luckily, those 10 youth maintained themselves in the program all the way till their senior year. And the amazing thing was, you know, like always, and youth start shy at first, you know, very quiet, but you get to see their personality, you get to know them. And doing those individualized success coaching sessions, I was able to get to see their growth throughout those years. And luckily, all those youth that participated in our program, you know, they graduated from school, from high school, and they went to their next steps. A lot of them went to college or went to do post-secondary options that they have, such as like trade schools and stuff. So it was just amazing to see, to hear their goals in the very beginning and to actually be able to help them and see how this amazing program supports them throughout that journey, and to see that outcome, which sometimes I feel we comment a lot is us as 4-H educators, we rarely see, you know, the very end pathway sometimes, because, you know, youth participate and sometimes, you know, they go off to different locations or places, move schools. So, but to actually get to see that journey, it's really heartwarming for me and really just motivates me in my career and just to keep going and keep supporting this amazing program.
Good stories, both of you. And it sounds like Juntos 4-H is really making a difference. And that's what it's all about. So with 12 program areas across the state, how can families or individuals find out, you know, where these areas are and how they can get involved in the Juntos 4-H program?
Yeah, absolutely. So as we mentioned earlier, we are in have had a touch in 12 different counties at various stages of implementation. If families are interested, our advice would be to contact the local Purdue Extension office in the county where you reside. And if there is not a program, we can connect you with, you know, maybe a neighboring county or start the conversation, you know, with that local county team. Is this a need in your community? And do we have the resources to provide that education? We'd ever want, you know, a program not being in one county to be a hindrance for a family who's wanting to join. So we would definitely work with families on, you know, their needs and providing multiple opportunities throughout the Indiana 4-H program. We like to say there's something for everybody in the Indiana 4-H program. And we continued, I think, to live out that motto. It was when 4-H first got started in the early 1900s, it was extremely innovative at the time. And we're continuing to innovate to reach youth and families where they're at.
Edwin, Heather, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to join me today on 4-H4U. This was really informative. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Greg.
As we wrap up today, it's clear that Juntos 4-H is doing more than teaching projects or hosting meetings. It's building confidence, strengthening families, and creating pathways to brighter futures for Indiana youth. If you'd like to learn more about Juntos 4-H or Indiana 4-H programs in your community, visit your local Purdue Extension office or head online to extension.purdue.edu. A big thank you to our guests for sharing their time and insights, and thank you for watching and listening. Remember, when young people are supported, encouraged, and connected, incredible things can happen. I'm Greg Allen, and this has been 4-H4U, a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension Podcast Network. Thank you for joining me today. Nos vemos la próxima vez. We'll see you next time.